But since we have made reference to the Scythians, both those in the Caucasus and those who face northwards, come then, come, let us interrupt our history and present, like an intercalated narrative, the events which attended these very great nations during these times. When summer had arrived in this particular year, he who is celebrated by the Turks as Chagan in the east dispatched ambassadors to the Emperor Maurice. He composed a letter and described it in victory praises. To the King of the Romans, the Chagan, the great lord of seven races and master of seven zones of the world. For this very Chagan had in fact outfought the leader of the nation of the Abdeli and enslaved the Avar nation. So when the Avars had been defeated, some of them made their escape to those who inhabit Taugast. Taugast is a famous city, which is a total of 1,500 miles distant from those who are called Turks, and which borders on the Indians. The barbarians who abode near Taugast are a very brave and numerous nation, and without rival in size among the nations of the world. Others of the Avars, who declined to humbler fortune because of their defeat, came to those who are called Mukri. This nation is the closest neighbor to the men of Taugast. It has great might in battle, both because of its daily practice of drill and because of endurance of spirit in danger. And so, after concluding the civil war, the Chagan of the Turks managed affairs prosperously, while he made an agreement with the men of Taugast so that he might bring in secure peace from all sides and make his rule unchallenged. The regional commander of Taugast is called Taisan, which signifies Son of God in the Greek tongue. The realm of Taugast is not troubled by discord, for lineage provides them with selection of their leader. Statues are the cult of this nation, the laws are just, and their life is full of discretion. They have a custom, which resembles law, that males should never embellish themselves with gold adornment, even though they have become owners of a great abundance of silver and gold as a result of their large and advantageous trading. A river divides this Taugast. Once, long ago, the river was interposed between two great nations who were mutually hostile. The dress of one was black, and the other scarlet-hued. Then, in our times, while Maurice was in possession of the Roman scepters, the black-robed nation crossed the river and joined battle with those wearing the red clothing. Next, having gained victory, it became master of the whole dominion. This Taugast, in fact, the barbarians say, was founded by the Macedonian Alexander when he enslaved the Bactrians and Sogdoane and burnt 12 myriads of barbarians. In this city, the rulers' wives have carriages made of gold, each of which is drawn by one bullock, lavishly decorated with gold and precious stones. And even the oxen's reins are gold inlaid. And so the man who has assumed the dominion of Taugast used to pass the night with 700 women. The wives of the nobility of Taugast used silver carriages. There is a report that Alexander also founded another city a few miles away, which the barbarians named Chubdan, and that when the leader dies, he is mourned forever by his wives, who have their heads shaved and who wear black clothing, and that it is the custom for these women never to leave the tomb. Chubdan is divided by two great rivers, whose banks nod, so to speak, with cypresses. The nation has many elephants. They associate in trade with the Indians, and they say that these Indians who face the northern regions are actually born white. The worms, from which come the Seric threads, are possessed by the said nation in a very great number, and are in turn possessed of varied colour. The barbarians eagerly practice the husbandry of the said creatures.